this man. Welcome to Mike. Bring him up. Let me know. Is that it? Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You are live on the air right now on Moore's Media Live. We talking about fitness. Happy Friday, y'all. I hope everybody is feeling as good and as blessed as I am this morning. First of all, if you woke up on purpose, that means you woke up with a purpose. That don't mean that you woke up on an accident. If you woke up on an accident, guess what? Accidents would have been happening to you already before you even got out the bed. All right. So we are live right now. We're talking about fitness, y'all. We're talking about the best ways to get in shape, whoever you are, wherever you are, and why ever you are. Since you don't know your purpose, and if you do know your purpose, then it's why ever you are. Damn, let me touch that for a second. Never mind whoever you are. Why ever? Damn, that's deep. When you become a who, when you transform from a who to a why, then you on to something, huh? That's a man. Thank you, God. I needed that one myself. I thought for a second that I was a who. But now I realize I'm a why. And this is why. The Demega Code, East Plexity, alkaline. Of course, y'all don't know that's your alkaline water, y'all. Stay hydrated. It's the summertime. We got a Skype in guest. You know, I'm always doing unique stuff on my show. So this time we Skyped in a guest. This is a combination, yo. Figure competitor and hairstylist mixed together. And I know that sounds kind of different because there's a lot of hairstylists that ain't really in shape. You know what I mean? Keep it real. Keep it 100. And here's the reason why. A lot of hairstylists, they stay, what do you call it? Stay behind the chair. They call it stay behind the chair. And they don't eat like normally, you know, normal people do and this and that. I used to own barbershops. So I know that when a lot of times when people go in and they want to get a service, they want to look fly. Sometimes they're in a rush, and sometimes they ain't had their hair done in so long. They don't really care if you ache. They don't care. I done seen hairstylists just stand there all day, and then they tell the clients, like, yo, I'm going to go grab some lunch. And the client, like, wait a minute. Lunch? You're going to eat today? Like, you got a whole shop full of people. Hairstylists. Don't do that, because what end up happening is you eat when you get off work. And then you eat everything you can when you get off work. Or you got the hairstylist that when there's someone to come in the shop, and then they say, okay, well, I'm going to grab lunch. Or then another client comes, girl, I ain't ate, so let me go and grab some food. Now, everybody that comes in and out the shop is going to grab some food and going to grab some lunch and going to grab this and going to grab that. And everybody that go, you get something back from everybody. Everybody bringing you everything. Such and such is bringing you stuff from the Italian place. This person bringing you stuff from the soul food place. This person bringing you food from the Mexican place. This person bringing you. And next thing you know, it's habitual. Now you expect everybody to come through bearing food gifts or snacks or something. That's another, one of my cousins, Vaughn, called me and said, this kind of, not of the same thing, but what you keep around you. Now, he wasn't a hairstylist, but he drove trucks. And in his truck, he would drive the semis, and the semis, you know, you driving, and you just eating, and whatever you can reach, that's what you eat. So he said, man, how do I control that? I said, first of all, stop having a truck full of shit. Just everywhere you reach is a Twinkie, a Ho-Ho, or this, or that, and some donut, or this, or that. Everything you reach for is unhealthy. Reach for some healthy stuff. Remember, you can never overeat healthy. All right. So anyway, I got a stylist, figure competitor, great shape, and I think she's calling out of I want to say Texas, something like that. Taima. I want to say Texas. I want to say Texas. Don't quote me on that. I'm just saying. That's what I want to say. So I may be right. I may be righter, but I ain't never wrong on this show, yo. All right. So we talking about the best ways to get in shape. We talking about, of course, alkaline. We talking about my Cold Foundation. Those that want to donate to my Cold Foundation, that's childhood obesity doesn't exist. Childhood obesity doesn't exist. Stop making it. You making it exist. What you buy your kid last night to eat over there? What you buy? Shout out to shout out to what's them cats name that won that championship? Cleveland Cavaliers. I was wondering who it was. They never won a championship, so therefore it's kind of hard to remember. But now they got one. Shout out to Cleveland. Golden State. What happened? Tell me what happened, man. Other than the fact LeBron just gangsta y'all out the game. I seen a picture of LeBron pull Curry straight out the sky by his collar like he was his little brother or something, yo. And I seen a lot of that going on. That was in game 6. Either way, man, congratulations, kudos. Did y'all see J.R. Reed give his speech, give his championship speech? Shout out to J.R. Smith. He said, it's just funny to see grown athletes on TV crying and shit, yo. That's cool, though, you know what I mean? But I didn't really understand what you were saying, though, J.R. What were you saying, man? All I got was, let me quit clowning you, J.R. Shout out to J.R. And shout out to LeBron. He got the MVP. So now they're saying, well, LeBron should have got the MVP of the league because he got the MVP of the championship. And I'm thinking to myself, no, he shouldn't. But, man, they pulled it together. So, congratulations. Golden State, I don't know what y'all going to do. Hey, Derrick Rose just got transferred to New York Knicks, baby. Come on, Knicks. Here we go. Even though I ain't really a Knicks fan. I mean, but, you know. They got D. Rose now, and they're trying to get Kevin Garnett. Woo! If they get Kevin Garnett, Derrick Rose, and Carmelo, Cleveland gonna have problems in the East. I'm gonna tell you that right now. They're gonna have big problems in the East. I doubt if Durant go to New York though. I think he's gonna go to Golden State. What do you think about all this money? The Lakers? He don't want to go to the Lakers. Nobody want to go to the Lakers. Love the Lakers, but don't nobody want to come right now. When they do it, they're going to need two superstars at once. It ain't going to just take a Durant. They're going to need a Durant and a Irving or something. A Durant or a, you know, it's going to take somebody. It's going to take two superstars. Because Kobe was like a team by himself. That's why he never passed to nobody. Kobe with the ball. He's coming down. Kobe's passing it to Kobe. Kobe passes it to Kobe. Oh, he's going up with a layup for Kobe. Kobe shoots. Oh, he misses. Kobe gets the rebound. Kobe shoots the three-pointer. Kobe is coaching. Kobe calls timeout. Kobe is running the commercial breaks. Kobe is selling popcorn. Kobe is the chill. Kobe, just Kobe everything. Unless you got a Kobe Bryant, unless you got a Black Mamba for everything, Garnett ain't gonna work. Now, Garnett is tough. You tough. But you ain't a Kobe. He ain't passing the ball. He don't need to pass the ball. Ain't nobody on the team but him. See, a Garnett, you're going to need, what's my man's name? Wear the funny clothes. Russell Westbrook. Shout out to Russell Westbrook. Did y'all know that Russell Westbrook made the biggest donation to college campus as an athlete to UCLA? Or was it the biggest donation to UCLA? Yeah, I think it was the biggest donation to UCLA. Yeah, that's what it was. So they're making a arena or something like that after him. All right. Yo, shout out to my people. I'm tuned in right now to, I'm on Facebook. I'm you streaming live. Who is that? Joyce Bradley. Laura, I see you now. What's happening, Laura? I see you out there. Where you at, in Florida? Somewhere were you in Florida, right? You was on the show. Cedric Thomas in the joint. What up, Sid? I see you, man. It's the summertime. What else were we talking about? Who else happened that? So, that's alkaline water. That's my cold foundation. We got Taima, I made sure we said that right, who's a fitness competitor and a hairstylist on the line. We're talking about, and this is the trip. When we start talking today, we're talking about the tips, meaning what could you do? What could you do as hairstylists? So we're talking about, oh, and then we got a story. I'm reading a story that says, This is a true story. Y'all didn't make this up now. All right. Don't start this now. It says, obese hairdressers ruined. What did it say? Obese hairdressers ruined my business by sneaking out to gorge on takeaways and stealing customers' biscuits. I'm telling you, this is a true story, yo. This is not something that I'm making up here. This is Daily Mail news right here. She said a hairdresser claimed obese. A hairdresser who owned the shop claimed obese workers ruined her business and lost her clients by prioritizing food over customers. True story, y'all. This is the type of stuff that we're going to be talking about. Listen, I'm going to give you her name. Zena Claire claims three former staffs at her salon, Barnsley, I think. I ain't going to tell you where it's at, but this is what it says. Were obese and faked appointments so they could sneak out to get takeaways. They also turned up eating at McDonald's when they should have been starting their shifts. Listen. It's not my fault that I'm laughing at this, yo, because let me tell you something. If you can't focus on what you're supposed to be doing, I mean, come on now. I mean, you can't take a break. You can't take a couple minutes. All right. That's like the person who can't stop smoking at the hospital. You know what I mean? What are you doing? That's another thing that always puzzled me. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but no wisdom. See? Wisdom is applied knowledge. That's all it is. You say what you want to say. It's two things. It's either applied knowledge or common sense. That's what wisdom is. A doctor that smokes cigarettes. All the knowledge in the world. No wisdom. How do you just perform a 5-hour surgery, pulling someone's lungs out of their chest and all this and that from, what do you call that, cancer when you smoke. What's that, what you call cancer where they smoke? Lung cancer, right? That's what it's called, right? Okay, lung cancer. Doctor just performed a surgery on a person for lung cancer. He go outside and smoke. All the knowledge in the world, no wisdom. Save their life, losing his. All right. We're going to be talking about, that's just one of the things. All right. That's just one of the things that we're going to talk about. The hairdresser, the 40. I got to say this because this is the story. And then I'm going to go to a break. I'm going to come back and we're going to chime in. But this was said. Let me read the story real quick. The 42-year-old mother of two said that three obese girls she employed caused her to lose clients and will make her think twice about employing severely overweight people in the future. I'm telling you, y'all. Being overweight, you can say what you want. You can say, oh, I'm happy. You can say I'm sad. You can say whatever you want to say. But there's a certain way that you'll be looked at, just like there's a certain way that anybody else will be looked at. You got to deal with it. Or the difference between you and other people that when people stare and glare and all these other things, you can actually do something about yours. They may not be able to. Little people, they call them. Back when I used to call them midgets. Now they call them little people. Everything is goddamn politically correct. You can't say nothing that you used to say no more. You got to reword everything. All right. Now, little people look at them and say, oh, look at the little people. Just snap little people. And little people may not be little people, but they've accepted. Here's the difference between you and little people. They can't do anything about it. You can. If you're obese, you can do something about it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's not one person who can't say, yo, I'm obese and I can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do something about it. Even if it's not getting rid of it completely, you can lose a pound here, a pound there, because you got a pound everywhere. But if not, you're going to give a person, you'll say, hey, listen, everybody that loves you, everybody that cares about you, they'll care about you to the grave. If you live as long as you live, they'll care about you there too. But the bottom line is you got to do something about your obesity. All right. Now, we're going to go to a break. Right. Poetess, we're going to a break and then we're going to come back with Taima. Is her name, right? I want to say the state, but yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank God it's Friday. You ready? Am I on? Yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. Shout out to Poetess back there. What up, Poetess? I see you on the planet. Yeah. So y'all may know stars. I know planets. Now, we got on the line. I want to say Taima. I want to make sure I say it right. And she's a bigger competitor calling in and a hairstylist mixed together, yo. Y'all gonna learn today. If y'all sitting around getting fat at the salons. Oh, I gotta put my headphones on, right? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, shh. I'm only blessed. I ain't shit else. You know what I mean? I try to tell you. So, wait. Now, I'm just trying to make sure I'm saying your name right and everything, because I didn't say your full name because I don't know. Is it Taima, right?
It's Taima. Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, Taima, I was saying Taima, and I got it right now, so don't y'all...
It's Taima.
Okay. Taima, tell the people who you are, and also give your full name, and then give them your social media presence.
Well, I am Taima. On Facebook, I am Taima Gordon. Mm-hmm. On Instagram, it's smartnclassy83. That's SMARTN, the letter N, CLASSY, 83.
Right. Okay. Now, there she is. Now, getting down to the nitty gritty. Now, what you do is a combination of you're a hairstylist and
a makeup artist.
A makeup artist and a figure competitor, yes. Right?
Well, bikini. I do bodybuilding. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, that's an interesting combination because a lot of stylists, a lot of hairstylists, they can't be bodybuilders. I mean, they could, but they choose not to. A lot of them are body destroyers. So I'm the one who's today, you know, by being on. Nate Porter, I see you on the block. I'm kind of the one that. If you ever listen to my shows, or you ever see any of my comments or things like that on social media, you know I'm kind of hard on the women that wear weaves and don't work out, and they're obese.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of hard on them. I'm kind of hard on them, Taima. I'm trying to tell you, it's because
I can't help it, but I am too. Yeah.
Oh, we got a science show going on then.
I got natural hair, but I mean, I wear my weave when I want to protect the style, but I like wearing my natural hair out. I don't understand why people go natural and then they still wear weave, like to keep it in continuously, keep weaving their head.
Right. Then, continuously, like over and over again. Well, Nisha, I see you. So.
Or then they comment on how skinny I am, but they don't understand that I am like 10, 15% body fat.
Right.
And this is mostly muscle.
Right.
So they comment on how skinny I am.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Because obviously, I mean, I've seen your pictures. Portis, can you pull up some Tarima?
Good job.
What's your last name?
It's Gordon.
Gordon.
On Facebook.
How do you spell it?
T-Y-R-E-E-M-A,
right?
Uh-huh.
Tarima. Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. There you go. She's in excellent shape. But now let me ask you this, because of course, now I'm talking about on my show, I'm talking about the whole theme of why women use "I don't want to mess up my hair" as a workout excuse. You know what I mean?
Man, I paid $100, got my hair silk pressed, and still worked out 2 days later. And I mean, that's what comes with the thing, the territory, working out, you're going to mess up your hair.
Okay, wait. Silk press now. Hold on now. Now I'm going to learn something about a hairstyle.
Okay, so to get it flat ironed and it's natural, they normally call it a silk press.
Okay, got it. So, they don't happen no more, though. I ain't seen flat irons. Poulter's had a flat iron. No, Poulter's came with the flat iron joint.
It's a process.
But like, she got long hair, though.
You're using your flat iron.
Huh?
You're still using the flat iron. It's just the products and the way you do it. It's like your hair looks silky, not just flat iron. It looks real silky.
Like the soul glow. Okay, now here's the thing. What I did was I looked up five exercises for hairstylists. But before you came on, I was talking about the lady who says that she hired obese hairdressers and they ruined her business because they prioritized food over doing hair. Like they would. She said that they would fake appointments. Like, okay, I got an appointment coming at whoop-de-whoop, so I'm gonna go out to lunch, and like
they stupid because they ain't trying to get their money. Like, I eat 6 times a day, but mm-hmm. sometimes I'll go a whole day without eating and then eat after work, but I have to get my 6 meals in. I have to get them in before I go to bed.
So if you're trying to eat 6 meals before you go to sleep, if you've been standing behind a chair all day, how does that work?
I got to do it. You don't give yourself no other choice. You got to do it. You got to have that certain amount of carbs, fat, and protein to burn off and to lose weight throughout that day. If you're not getting the right amount, your body gonna start storing fat. So you gotta get it in.
Huh?
It's like you just put yourself in a mind frame where you don't give yourself any other choice. You want to be healthy, you gotta be healthy. You gotta do it. Period.
So let me ask you this: when you got women that come and sit in your chair, and clearly they're obese. There's a lot of obese women that like to get their hair done because that's the part that they like to focus on, the part that can be fixed.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, the part that can be fixed every week as opposed to, you know, never mind this extra 150 pounds you've been lugging around for the last 10 years and you getting a different hairstyle every week. Footnote, ladies, take it from a real man. We ain't paying attention to your hair when you're obese. We ain't paying attention to your handbag. We don't care about your toes. We don't. Some people do. You know, some people clearly like obese. So, I mean, some men clearly like obese women. I just don't. That's not, you know, I'm not saying, oh, y'all, you know, it's the worst thing in the world. It's just not my preference. Some women don't like men with muscles. You know what I mean? Some women don't like men with tattoos. Huh?
I was about to say some men don't like women with a bunch of muscles. So.
Right. Or whatever the case may be. However, what does that have to do with you?
Right.
You know what I mean? What does that have to do with who you are as a person?
Right. You gotta do what makes you happy.
Yeah. So if you are obese, clearly you can say, and I say this all the time, Ty Rima. Can I? What they call you for short? Rima? What they call you? Huh? Ty?
Whatever you want to call me. You can say Ty or just Rima.
Ty. Rima. Okay. We're still saying the Ty Rima. You got me saying the whole thing again.
You can say either one.
I'm going to call you Ty. Okay, Ty.
Okay.
Okay, Ty. You're not dark, though. You're kind of like a caramel, right?
Yeah, I'm like in between.
Okay, so you're like a caramel Ty.
Yeah.
All right, because they had chocolate tie. You know, chocolate tie, you probably don't even know. But, so, clearly, when they come and sit in your chair, what does your conversation be? I'm just curious because I know they kind of dread, like, oh, damn, I got to go see Ty today. I know she's going to be eating celery and carrots.
Actually,
and all she gonna be...
my clients love me because I don't make people feel bad. I just try to inform them because obviously they don't know, and that's why they are the way they are. So I try to inform them, and the things that they can't just hear on TV or just hear on the radio, but because I've lost 40 pounds, I'm trying to explain to them how I lost those 40 pounds and how I keep it off.
Oh, so you got a transformation story. What was your, how'd you lose 40 pounds?
Well, I mean, when I first got out of the military, I spent 10 years in the Air Force.
Oh, you was an Air Force. There you go. I knew you was fly for a reason.
But when I first got out, I was lazy because I was dating this dude that didn't make me do nothing. I gained weight.
Uh-huh.
I got up to 170. So I was like, I was uncomfortable. I was getting to a point where I was in the dressing rooms and feeling like an egg with legs. I just felt uncomfortable. I wanted to cry because, like, clothes wasn't fitting right.
Right.
So I decided to start trying to lose some weight on my own. Then I found this trainer, Charles, in Houston. Shout out Charles. But
Charles in Houston. There's probably 1,000 of y'all in Houston, but shout out to you, Charles, whichever Charles you are.
He on my Facebook page.
What's the name of his gym or his trainer or his brand or whatever? I give Charles a shout out.
His name is Charles's Best. On Facebook.
All right. Charles is best on Facebook, yo. Shout out to Charles is best on Facebook for helping her lose that weight. All right. Go ahead now.
So, but he helped me, like, start losing weight. He was telling me about doing competitions. And I was like, I can't do no competitions. Look at me. And, you know, I was all discouraged about it.
Right.
So I worked out with him. It got too much for me to be driving to him. So I started started doing it on my own again, and then I found my current coach now, Hassan David.
Shout out to Hassan David.
Davis.
Davis. I often say you got two first names. Hey, shout out to Hassan Davis.
Mm-hmm. I'm with Team SBM in Houston, Texas at Mo City Fitness Gym.
Okay, wait. So, shout out to Team. Give them the shots out. Yo, give it
to
them.
Shout out to Team SBM.
Right.
Shout out to Stephanie Trevino.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Hassan Davis. Mm-hmm. Those two are my coaches. They didn't change my life.
Can't do nothing without. Hey, you can't do nothing without a team. I'm tell you that right
real.
Now. You got
I have the best team ever.
And see, when you think like that, guess what? You win, and you win constantly. If you take LeBron, let me tell you, you can take LeBron right now, and they say, he's the greatest player on earth, and this and that and that. Listen, let me tell you something. LeBron, I don't care if he's the best player to ever exist. Curry, anybody, Michael Jordan, anybody, I don't care who you are. You wouldn't be it without your team.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you couldn't beat the worst team in the league by yourself. I mean, the absolute worst team. Like, they just, even the scrubs is scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't beat them by yourself. You couldn't beat them by yourself. Not by yourself. All right. Izzo, we got Izzo on the line. We got Stephen Amon Jackson on the line. You are out in the ATL. Midwiz make it do what it do. Y'all check him out. Okay, go back to what we were saying, though, Ty.
Yeah, I was saying I joined the team, and I joined Team SBM, which is, like, one of the largest competition teams in Texas.
Okay.
But it's like a family. Like, they don't even accept negativity. They're not money hungry. So
right. You
come in, somebody come in with negativity, they booting them out. It's
okay.
More
okay,
of
now,
a family.
Now, let me ask you this. You in Dallas or where you at? Houston, where you at?
I'm in Houston.
Houston. Okay. So you are you're a Texan fan?
No, actually, I'm a Saints fan.
A who?
A Saints fan.
Saints?
I root for the Texans until they playing for the Saints.
Oh, okay. But you're definitely not a Cowboys fan.
Hell no.
Yay! Oh, we're getting along just fine. Man, I can't stand no one. I swear to God. Oh,
now, my brother's a diehard Dallas fan.
Yeah, they either diehard. You either hate them or you love them. You know what I mean? Yep. I hate them. Ain't no sense
in it. It ain't no middle.
No, it ain't no middle. You know what I mean? You got to be. Yeah. Okay.
You hate them or you love them.
Yeah, you hate them or you love them. Okay, so your team is strong. That's good. Yeah. See, this is good because I get to talk about the weaves and workouts, and I get to talk about the competition and teams and all these different things. Let me ask you this. What is three songs that get you going when you're getting your workouts ready for your competition and things like that? What's three songs that get you going?
One song that I really like is How Bad Do You Want It by 7th Streeter. It was on Fast and Furious.
How Bad Do You Want It? By who?
Yeah, 7th Streeter.
7th Streeter. 7th Streeter. That's the one that B.O.B., right? Wait. What's his name of the song? Yeah. What's the name of the song that she sing that was real, real popular? Is this the song that you're talking about?
No, that's... I can't remember the name of that song you're talking about. But she... I cannot remember the name. All I know is that that song, when I got to do my cardio, and I hate doing cardio, I put that song on. How bad do I want this first place? Let me go do my cardio. How bad do I want these muscles to grow?
Right.
How bad do I want to compete?
Your last,
let me put this song on.
Your last competition, what did you place?
Top 10, but I need to be top 3 to be make it for nationals.
Right. Well, you got it. You're going to make it. You know what I mean? Especially when...
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you leave here, my show is like that log that was on Apollo. Remember that log on Apollo going? Yeah. If you good, you hit that log, you own to something. So you own to something right now. You know,
Yeah.
Because I ain't nothing but winners on here, on this show right here. Okay, you got 7th Streeter. Give me two more.
Oh, I guess that depends on the mood I'm in. Because if I'm in a bad mood, then I want to listen to some gospel.
Okay.
There's a song by Travis Green. God, I can't remember the name of it. It's basically saying that everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason. God has a reason for everything.
Right.
And I'm going to try to think of the name of the song, but that's another one.
That's his name, though, Travis Green?
Travis Green is the artist, yeah.
Okay, well, I ain't never heard of him, so I'm sure if we push up Travis Green, that song that you talking about is going to come up.
He got a few albums.
You
do? I looked him up on Google Music.
I like gospel. I like my gospel people. I'm just disappointed in all the pastors and things like that don't never talk about obesity and half that more than 75% of the congregation is obese.
But a lot of times they be about that money, so they don't.
No, it's not a lot of times. All the time they about that money.
Yeah, but they're not truly invested in their congregation.
So if you start talking about losing weight, they going to another church because this pastor over here don't talk about losing weight. He just like us.
Right. Wow. So he's ready to get to that dinner after church.
Right.
A lot of pastors don't know about working out and all that, so...
Okay, since we on this subject, I'm just going to go on and put it out there then.
What
do you think the problem is with obesity in the church, though? Because that's one of the...
Everybody's so focused on themselves. Everybody's focused on themselves instead of being godlike and helping each other out.
But listen, though, how I believe that I'm helping the world, people don't see it as godlike.
What do you mean?
Because if you come on my show, I'm direct. I'm very forward. I call fat. I call it is what it is. You know what I mean?
I'm very direct, too.
Yeah, but people say, well, that's not godlike. You just let people love who they're going to love. Lakeisha,
yeah,
I see you.
They love who they're going to love, but you're not. It's not like you're saying don't love this person because they're fat. That you're just saying that's not your preference.
Right.
You're calling it what it is.
And then I'll say something like you're defiling the temple.
Because you're supposed to be taking care of your body. You only got one body. You only got one life. You're supposed to be taking care of it.
Above all things, it says.
Right.
That you prosper and be in good health.
Yes.
This above all things.
You're supposed to take care of your body in every way.
But if a preacher is saying that, they're not, you know, they're not preaching the gospel. They're just telling the truth.
Yeah.
If you defile the temple, okay, this is your temple. Okay, God gave you this body as a temple. And all you got is just fat and all this just clutter everywhere. If I walked in your temple, if I walked in your church, and you got boxes stacked up here, you can barely get through the front door, and you're hoarding this and that and this and that, would you go back to that church?
No.
Exactly. So why do people got to keep preaching to you about something that you know about? But this is what I was talking about so far as when women come to your chair. And they've been coming to you for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've seen the transformation that you had in your life, but they just ain't gonna do it. What do you talk to them about? Just their problems?
I talk to them about the same thing. I talk to people about whatever they want, but I still go back to health. I still go back to the foods you're eating. I always tell people, if you don't want to exercise, at least eat right, because clogged arteries. You're still going to gain weight. Mm-hmm. If you're not exercising, if you eat right, you can still lose weight, period.
Did y'all hear? Wait. Y'all need to hear that again. Tell them again, because I've been telling them. Maybe they don't understand. I thought I was going to have to start speaking Spanish or something, you know what I mean, to get it together for them. Go ahead.
Yeah. If you don't want to exercise, if you eat right, you will still lose weight. Because people keep talking about, I don't want to be muscular. I don't want to be big. I don't want to look like a man. Then don't work out. But eat right so you can lose weight. You're still going to be squishy and soft.
So now we got a dilemma here. Now she's saying you ain't even got to work out. Just eat right. Because see, what happens is that becomes a domino effect.
Yep.
You start losing weight, then you say, well, you know what? I done lost a little weight. Let me try this. Or let me work out. Or let me try this. Or let me just do the elliptical. Or let me walk. Or let me do something. Because you start increasing your results.
Yep. You're feeling yourself.
So I tell people all the time, man, the training is free. You pay for results.
Yep.
So
I always tell people, if they want to start out, stop with the sugar, drink more water. Those two things. Yeah. Or what I started out with, and I started losing like that.
Okay, let me ask you this. What you think about alkaline water?
Oh, yeah, alkaline water is very good. I was actually just doing some research on that.
Yes.
It helps with digestion.
Yeah.
It helps with just your whole system in general.
Period.
And the more alkaline your body is, nothing can live in it. Meaning sickness,
nothing.
Disease, cancer, nothing. Any of
nothing.
That.
This is what I see. This is
the
why they come to
your body is, the unhealthier you are.
The more, that's just the bottom line. People don't understand. Yep. No disease can live in the alkaline body. See, I'm trying to tell y'all. I've been trying to tell people from coast to coast.
I'm drinking some Evian water right now.
Yeah, and see, Evian is
at least a gallon a day.
I didn't even know that Evian was even in depth like that, because you know, I got the alkaline water tester, so everything that I do now, I use the tester to make sure that it's that it's copa steady.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the one last person though. Give me the one last song.
The one last song.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I'm in my good mood, I like listening to some type of trap music.
Trap music. Women love trap music, y'all. Let me guess. Future, right? Is it Future and...
I'll listen to Future and Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Oh, my God. I was talking about Fetty Wap on my show. I just can't do... It just sound like a motherfucker trying to shoot him. Yeah, I said it, Fetty Wap. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
Your shit sound corny to me. But listen, she likes it. You know what I mean? But Future, all right. You know what I mean? But even that is just, it's only so much trap music I can take, y'all.
Well, and see, that's why I only listen to it when I'm working out.
Right, okay, right. Shout out to Gucci. Gucci the king of the trap, right? He out, ain't he? Shout out to Gucci, man. They said Gucci man is a clone. What you think?
That's funny.
Shout out to Gucci. I still don't understand that tattoo on your face, man. The ice cream cone. Brrr.
Yeah.
I don't get that, Gucci. I don't know, man. Gee whiz. Mike C. on the line. What's the science, yo? I see you, man. I might see, what's the name of your radio show, man? Let me give you a shout out so the listeners can listen to you, man. All right. So you said you like Fetty Wap, but Fetty Wap only got one song though, right?
But no, Fetty Wap got a whole album, but I put it on Google Play. So you put an artist in and it's going to bring up that type of music.
Who make the best trap music?
I don't know.
What happened? I mean, I thought Gucci started it though. Huh?
He did, but I play Gucci sometimes. It just depends on my mood.
I can't tell none of it. I don't know none of these songs, yo. But when they become on the radio,
I
mean,
what they talking about?
Huh?
I said I don't know nothing about what they talking about.
I don't either.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
I have to like think. Them songs make you think. Like, so what does this analogy mean?
Yeah,
you gotta get into it.
Yeah,
you gotta research they songs.
Yeah, you gotta understand what the fuck they saying first. I'ma research whatever it is you saying. Baby, won't you come my way?
I don't be understanding what they be saying.
I want you to run up on me, Fetty Wap. I'm gonna hit you in that good eye. And the fight gonna be over, yo. Let me quit playing. They be like, Mega Star and shit.
How you feel, man?
No, that's what I was telling you about my story. Okay, what's the name of the hold on 1 second. I'm shouting out my people. IE's best kept secret. That's the name of the show? Is that the name of the gmail.com? So I'm just going to say IEsBestKeptSecret.com. All right, that's the radio show with my man Mike C out there, Mike Smith. All right. Ty.
Yeah.
So, guess what I'm talking about now?
What's up?
Do plus-size women need their own hair salons?
No, I wouldn't say that. No? I feel like they need to be exposed to people that work out because – honestly, a lot of them just don't know. They don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. They want to do something, but don't know where to start.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I feel like, yeah, they need to be exposed to other people.
But you know, they're making plus size everything right now, though. They making plus size car seats. They starting with the car seats. Ain't that
it's
some
so
shit?
Sad.
They're making bigger car seats because people are feeding their babies. They're making the babies
Is that
obese. Huh?
It's that processed food. They're giving their kids McDonald's instead of going home cooking.
Right.
Yep.
So you...
I meal prep each week. I'm going to do that when I have kids. I'm a meal prep.
Okay, you're going to meal prep each week.
Yep.
Is that how you lost your 40 pounds, by meal prepping?
I didn't start out meal prepping, no. The last maybe like 10, 15 pounds, yeah.
Uh-huh. You said the last 10 to 15 pounds you did?
Yeah, I meal prep.
Okay, okay.
And it keeps me from eating junk food. It keeps me from stopping at whatever restaurant or fast food place to get some food because I already got food at home.
Right. Okay. So you meal prep. Everything is meal prep with you?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, except in the mornings, I drink egg whites. And because I could cook them, but I'm so tired of egg whites, I just drink them out of the carton now just to get it over with. But, I have my protein shakes. Those don't have to be meal prep, but...
Wait. You said you drink your egg whites? Wait. I'm hearing something wrong, right? Did you say you eat?
No, I drink my egg whites. I'm tired of egg whites. I have to eat them every morning. Egg whites is a good source of protein other than a protein shake.
Right.
So my coach always has this, like, eating boiled eggs. Again, shout out Hassan Davis.
Hassan Davis, uh-huh.
But, yeah, they get us eating them egg whites, the boiled eggs, or egg whites in the morning. I'm just tired of them, so I just drink them out of the carton.
Wow.
It's better to drink them out of the carton than actually doing the egg white, like, because the other
I mean, I ain't seen that. Hey, I ain't seen that shit since Rocky. But Rocky just cracked the egg and just put it in the thing and drunk it.
Well, I don't eat the egg yolk because it's got fat in it. So
okay, all right, you all right, okay. Ty, you threw me a loop just now, man. I mean, I just ain't never hurt now. Now mind you, I'm around. I do fitness. This is what I do. But so you mean the egg whites that's in the carton where they say the same ones that you cook?
Yes. I drink about a half a cup each morning.
With what? I mean, how do you drink it? Do you drink it with
sometimes
ice?
Yeah.
The whole shit is on to me. Why, what are you talking about?
I'm not saying it tastes good. It's disgusting.
Wow.
But sometimes if I have time, I might mix my protein with it and then and just put a little almond milk, unsweetened almond milk.
Oh, God, you're killing me. Just the thought alone is killing me. No. Now, mind you, y'all, this is healthy. Do try.
I hate almond milk and I hate egg whites.
Okay. Do try this at home. You know how they say don't try this at home? No, do try this at home. All right. And yes. Then y'all tell me how it worked. Because I'm going to try it after y'all try it a few times. You said.
Egg whites, a half a cup of egg whites.
Uh-huh.
Unsweetened almond milk.
Uh-huh.
And just a scoop of my protein.
Okay, but you still haven't told me how, though. I mean, is it cold? Is it hot? Is it room temperature?
Almond milk is in the refrigerator, and the egg white's in the refrigerator, so that's what makes it cold. I don't put any ice in it. I just put it in a shaker cup, shake it up,
uh-huh,
and drink it.
Go for
it. Remember I told you got to just do what you
got to do? You got to do what you got to do. You bolder than me.
But you got to think about it like this. Like, in the mornings when you get up,
mm-hmm,
your body is fasted right now. Your body is off of that sleep mode. So mm-hmm, you want to wake it up with something good. You don't want to put no potato chips or candy in your body because then your body going to use that. That's a little bit of energy. Your body going to use that as for fat.
Uh-huh.
You got to use some good energy. You got to use the protein, get the proteins in your system, the complex carbs, some oatmeal,
right,
something like that.
Right.
Yeah, just to start your body up, you want to do it right. When you start out right, most likely you're going to have your whole day right.
Yeah. See, you know what I really like? I like the fact when people know what the hell they talking about in health, but mm-hmm, still conscious of your career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people, yep, can't mix the two.
Well, I bring my me doing hair and makeup to my team also because they always have photo shoots or the competitions. If I'm not participating in a competition, I'm trying to be there for them to do their hair and makeup. So,
right.
Yeah, and on a daily, even if they just need some highlights, they need some color done, they need whatever.
Right.
I'm still there doing their hair on a daily, like week-to-week thing, whatever. So it's not just for the photo shoots and the competitions. I do a lot of my teammates' hair outside of just team stuff.
That's good stuff, though. Listen, I got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, hold it down.
All right.
Yeah. Am I back? Yo, yeah. What's the science? Yo, I am the Mega. This is the Mega Cult. We got Tyrema Gordon on the line, figure competitor, number one, as because I said so. I'm the judge, the jury, and it's my show. So I say she's number one in the next competition. We got the BET. We got the BET live thing going on out here, and got a lot of things being exposed with the big girls and the hairstyling. Listen, Ty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you these five quick things before you get out of here. I know the show is it's so damn fast paced. I'm trying to squeeze it all in at once. Before you get out of here, I'm gonna give everybody some tips. For you can tell me yay or nay. And this is, sisters, don't let your weave keep you from working out.
Uh-huh.
Sisters, don't let your weaves keep you from working out. All right? Tip number one, pull your hair away from your face to keep your hair from getting sweaty.
Yeah, a lot of my clients will wrap their hair up and get one of those knit ties.
Yeah.
So that way they don't really sweat too much. And
gotcha.
Mess up their hair.
But this one says, it says sweat is acidic and will damage your hair over time. So I suggest pulling your hair into a high ponytail or bun. Is that true? Yes or no?
I mean, I ain't never had no problems with
there it
my
is.
Hair grow fast.
Right. Tip number two, remove clip-in hair extensions before you hit the gym. Is that possible?
It's possible. They clip in. I don't know. If they put them in themselves, they can put them back in. I mean, it ain't hurting nothing to take them out. I'm not one of those people that's like, I got to look pretty when I go to the gym.
Right.
I'm going to get it in. I'm not worried about my hair.
Okay. Got you. Tip number three, stay out of the sauna. But if you feel that is absolutely necessary, cover your hair with a swimming cap to keep your hair from getting frizzy. Yes? No?
I get in the sauna, but I don't worry about my hair, though.
Right. Okay. Well, you're different. So, you're a whole different breed. Yeah. I'm talking about the obese women, so they could. This is going to help them stop saying, I don't want to mess up my hair. That's why I ain't working out.
Look, I feel like if you try to lose weight, forget your hair. That's least important when it comes to your health. Period.
Say it again. Because the hair is dead already.
Your hair ain't that important. You can get your hair done over.
The hair's
you
dead.
Need to be healthy.
The hair's dead.
Take another life.
The hair's dead, and then you cover it with some more dead hair. Okay,
right.
Number four says fusion extensions can be a great option for women with active lifestyles.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, got you.
I have a lot of clients with fusion.
Got a lot of clients with fusion. Okay,
uh-huh.
Got you. All right, tip five, avoid quick weaves or bonded extensions. Uh-oh, that's all the collars that hung up now. Oh, shit. Yeah, they say cast your net. And they put a net on their head, right? Okay,
yeah.
It says avoid quick weaves or bonded extensions. Y'all? Big girls,
yeah.
Big girls, leave the extensions alone. Leave it alone if that's not what it is. All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Listen, I appreciate you coming on my show, man. You are completely dope. I'm gonna have to invite you back. Tell the people again.
Thank you.
Tell them again where they can find you at, just in case they want to stalk you and bother you, because I'm sure they want to now. Go ahead.
I don't mind the questions. I don't mind answering anything. But okay. You can find me on Facebook at Tyrema Gordon. That's TYREEMA Gordon, GORDON.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Instagram at Smart and Classy 83.
Okay.
SMART, mm-hmm. letter N, CLASSY 83.
Shout out your team again.
Oh, Team SBM. Shout out to my coaches, Hassan Davis,
uh-huh.
and Stephanie Trevino.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to all my teammates, mm-hmm. Rachel, Amber, all y'all.
Okay,
out all y'all.
When is your next competition?
It's either going to be in October or December. I'll find out. Right now I'm visiting my family, so I'll find out when I get home.
Well, there it is. Well, you're going to place number one, so it don't matter whenever it is. You feel me?
Yes.
All right. All right, I appreciate you. Have a good one now. We gone.
You too.
All right.
All right.
Boom. That was Tyrema Gordon. All right. Now, y'all heard it. Now, don't shoot the message. I'm just trying to help everybody get in shape. Now, I would be calling a competitor that's a barber, but we ain't did that one yet. I guess that may be a good topic to handle. Meanwhile, I'm gonna take a break. Porters, you got me. Oh. Hate on me. Yo, what's the science? Yo, I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. You're live on Moore's Media Live. We just had Tyrema Gordon on the line, fitness competitor, and now we're going to be talking about, guess what? Fitness, this is where I'm going to do my fitness quote segment, y'all. So tune in now. This is what we're going to talk about. This is the best motivational quotes of this year. If y'all got something to say, y'all got some questions or something like that, call in. If y'all want to talk about the show, She gone, but I can answer you any questions you want, all right? Here goes some quotes right here. Sweat like a pig, look like a fox. In your workout, sweat like a pig, look like a fox. You know what I mean? Come on now, work with me on this. When you feel like quitting, think about why you started, all right? I'm not trying to look perfect. I just want to look. I'm not trying to look perfect. I just want to feel better, look great, know I'm healthy, and reach any outfit. Oh, no. All right. Let me slow down. Let me back up again. It says, I'm not trying to look perfect. I just want to feel better, look great, know I'm healthy, and rock any outfit I choose. Woo! That's dope, but you can rock any outfit, y'all. You ain't squeezing in nothing, or you ain't in nothing that look like it was squeezed into. Workouts are earned, not given. Suck it up now, and you won't have to suck it in later. You got it? Get to work. It's the summertime, y'all. Oh, in case you didn't know, excuses don't burn calories. All right? They don't burn them. All right. Let exercise be your stress reliever, not food. Let exercise be your stress reliever, not food. All right. For the skinny jeans, for the mini skirts, for the crop tops, for the short shorts, for the bikinis, for the stairs, for the fun, for the satisfaction, for the confidence, for your health, for your happiness, for you, work out. All right. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. Whew. I'm going to let y'all ponder on that thought for a second. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. All right. They're just fitness quotes, y'all. You see sweat. I see a sexy glow. Don't know where that one came from, but that's what it said. You see sweat, and I see a sexy glow. All right. Keep calm and build muscles. There are 7 days in the week, and someday isn't one of them. All right? So start working out now. I hate people like that. I was saying that before, my people that come on the show, and they be assholes. Don't be an asshole. I'm going to ask this, I'm going to ask that, but I ain't going to do nothing about it. You're an asshole. All right? If you're looking for a sign to go work out, this is it. Go work out. All right? Nothing feels better than a finished workout. Nothing. All right? Now. Nothing. All right, Facebook. I'm going to chime out because I need this. All right, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Everybody that came through, Keisha Denise, LaKeisha, Mike C, Nicole. I didn't see you on there. There you go, Nicole. I see you. Nate Porter, Juanisha, Laura. Hey, all of y'all that came through. Cedric, I see you, man. Cedric Thomas on the line. Hey, Cedric, what's the name of your business, man? What's the name of your thing, man, so I can shout you out and make sure that you get the proper support you need out here in the world. All right? I'm gone. Now, back to my people out here that's streaming live. Guess what we're talking about now, y'all? Let me finish this. Bing. What happened? When I do what? I'm not scrolling, yo. I'm actually finding something. I guess I am. I guess it is scrolling when you're trying to find something. Yeah, she right. She right. All right, she right. Boy, this is right, y'all. Hey, we got the BET Experience coming on, y'all. If you could, check out Brittany Babe Fitness on YouTube at Ladder Drills. If y'all going to work on the ladders, y'all going to talk about getting your squats in. Ladies, this is for y'all in particular. You know what I mean? Men kind of do one leg exercise, like just squats, you know what I mean, legs extensions, and you know, we don't do like a lot of the stuff that she's doing on here, just workout guys. All right, Shout out to all the security dudes that's working at the club this weekend at the BET Awards that's in the gym, because y'all get to hold the clipboard. It's y'all week, baby. Take it easy on them.
Hey, if you ain't buying bottles, stand over there. You know how y'all get doing it? Hey, I'm going to tell you, don't come out here getting mad at the security guards. This is their week. This is National Security Guard Clipboard Guy Week this week. I get to hold the clipboard this week. Hey, I know what you, I feel you though, man, but if your name ain't on the list, like, man, you know how it is, man. You know. And this they main, here go they, this they main one. Don't come out there looking for the promoter of the event. They don't know them. They don't know them. I don't give a fuck if they just got through talking to him 2 seconds ago. Hey, yeah, man, I'm here. I'm on D-Boy promoter list. Who is that? He a promoter here. Oh, no, nah, man. It's about, man, it's like 15 promoters, man. Is your name on this list? No, nah, well, I'm going to need you to stand to the side over here, bro. Just stand to the side, man. You know, what's calling them coming through? What? I'm telling you, don't go out there looking like you, you know what I mean? Like you rocking out. Like, yo, like you just got off the couch on 106 in Park and you supposed to be in the club. Because you're going to get clowned, yo. I'm telling you, you're going to get clowned bad. And then the... I'm just saying, yo, it's the BET experience. Y'all got to experience it once, I'm telling you. And when you do, you're going to be like, man, you know what? Tomorrow night, man, I'm telling you, man, if I ain't, it's going to be the same shit. Whoever got that clip, the clipboard boys, that's them this weekend. I'm telling you. I seen them in action the other night. That's what I'm saying. It was, they was just getting started. They was, I mean, it had to be one of the first parties. You know me, I'm VIP, so I walk, I walked through. I'm seeing people on the outside, like the clipboard dude. He got his suit, the black suit, pressed this week. The one that he wear every day. This week is pressed, yo. He got it straight out the cleaners. He on to something this week. All right. Let me get off the security dudes for y'all be listening to my show like, yeah, nigga, I heard you. Yeah, you think you're getting in playoffs tonight, ain't you? Yeah. Don't worry about me, baby. I'm going to get in wherever I fit in. Period, point blank. I tell the security guard, tried to stop me. This was about a couple years ago. Tried to stop me from going in the club. Put his hand on my chest and said, oh, where you going, brother? Wait, Nick. Number one, don't put your hands on me, man. I can hear you without you touching me, period. He said, well, I said, first of all, man, how much is the club? He said, it's $20 to get in. I said, nigga, you must didn't hear me. I said, how much is the club? I'm talking to the wrong cat. You know what I mean? You ain't even on my level. You trying to charge me to get in? I'm trying to buy the whole fucking club. He looked at me like, oh, you are smart. Man, go on in there, man. So you got to have fun with it. But if you get an attitude, that's just worse. You don't want to get an attitude with the clipboard dude. Not the clipboard one. You can get an attitude with the security that's standing by the bathroom. You can get the security, the one that's by the back. But to get in, don't get slick with the clipboard security. That's your only out. That's your only in, baby. That's the only way you're going to get in. All right? If he say your name ain't on the list, stand to the side. Just step to the side quietly. And you might, you know what I mean? You might, he may, you know. But if you just, oh, man, why my name ain't on the, because you know how they look at it. If you making this much noise, you must got some money. Then they hit you with that dreaded thing that everybody's going to hear. And if you don't respond, your whole status goes. They hit you with the, you want to come through? You got to buy bottle service. Bow. And once you say, I don't want bottle service, he just turn his back on you. Whoop. Like he ain't. And just walk away and go talk to somebody else. Because you ain't, money talks. In Hollywood and all this, man, money talk. Everybody got money. It's about who you know. He said if your name ain't on the list,
Damn it, that's what he mean. If your name ain't on the list, okay? You don't know that person then, okay? Where's your money? Because everybody on it, you know. Everybody know about money. All right, let me get off these dudes, man, because let me just stop. I'm just saying, though. It just be funny because I saw him in action, like. All right. Okay. They got the slide opening up. They got the, what, you going on the slide, Porters? You going on the slide that they got on the side of the building up here? 1,000 feet in the air? A slide outside? Did you see? On the on top of the downtown building, the Citibank building. They got a new slide out on the outside. It's glass where you can see down as you're sliding around. You ain't going? Good luck. Tell me how it was. Yeah, I don't want no parts of that shit. I'm like, whoa, that's like that bridge they got in China, that glass bridge. You seen that? Would you go on that? You would? Oh, shit, you in the wrong business. You need to be a daredevil. Shit, I ain't doing none of that. They had people, they had to just tie them by their foot and drag them back across because they got in the middle and just got scared and just fell out. Yeah, that. Huh?
Why wouldn't you do it?
Me? Hell no. Oh, no. Oh, no. It'd be what they, you think they had to pull them by their foot? They had to hog tie me.
Shit.
No way. Oh, so you're not afraid of heights?
Not really.
Not really? Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. See, I ain't. Huh? The glass is about thin as this right here, but it's some new age glass that's not supposed to break. I don't know how new age that is, yo. I ain't never, you know what I mean? I ain't seen it, so. Yeah, and we, you know, you thousands of feet in the air, all right? Okay, let me finish what I'm doing here. LeBron James pledges $8.7 million to hometown kids to attend college. Shout out to LeBron James. I guess when you got that championship money, you can do stuff like that. And I ain't mad at you, LeBron. $87 million he pledges. All right? He pledges that to send hometown kids to college. Hey, did Hillary win yet? She did? All right. This is what Hillary said about Donald Trump. She said, Trump has written a lot of books about business, but they all seem to end in chapter 11. Ah! I don't know. I guess Hillary got a good writer. You know what I mean? You write a lot of books about business, but they all seem to end in chapter 11. All right. We got that, y'all. We got that. Happy belated Juneteenth Day. All right. Happy belated Juneteenth Day. Time is non-refundable. Time is non-refundable. Be dope today, y'all. Time is not refundable. All right. Time is not refundable. Okay, so now we're going to go to my, what I said. Hey, Porters, go to break real quick. Baby, yo, what's the science, yo? I am Demega. This is the Demega Code. Listen, that was Roger. Shout out to my man Roger, yo. Shout out to Roger Tribe. He was a genius, wasn't he? Roger and his brother shot him. What kind of shit is that, yo? I mean, who? He was in Zap, man. How you gonna shoot your brother? He put Zap on, man. No parking, babe. Is that? No, that's not them. That's Midnight Star. Who is that? Who is that? Who is no parking on the dance floor, yo? Huh? Just come on, help me out, boys. No, that's no partners on the, no park. Midnight Star. Is that Midnight Star? Ah, shit. Anyway, Roger created the cool. That's the original auto tune. All the T-Pains and all that. But see, T-Pain did a smart thing. He did the same thing Prince did with James Brown. Same exact thing. Took his whole style. Midnight Star, that's what I thought. Who did I say before? Yeah, Midnight Star, yeah. But that's what T-Pain did. T-Pain took Roger Style, enhanced it, and boop. Keep in mind, Roger was way ahead of his time. Roger was talking about Facebook before Facebook, before Zuckerberg was even born. You feel me? Could this be your face I see on my computer screen? I'm telling you. What? Who had whose face was on computer screens then? Zuckerberg, let me find out you had something with Roger getting smoked and y'all done took his idea or some shit. I'm coming for you, Zucky. Hey, let me get this. Let me tell you how it is. We didn't talk fitness. Oh, damn, it's almost time to go. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you nine remarkable things. I don't know if I did this nine remarkable things before, but shit, you can't never get enough of these. Nine remarkable things successful people never do. Successful people never do. I ain't say people that ain't shit, because ain't no telling what y'all may never do. You know what I mean? But successful people, and this is the people that are listening to my show, you're successful. You may not know how successful you are, but that don't mean that you're not. All right? Okay, nine remarkable things successful people do. Let me say that again. I'm gonna throw 10 in there as a bonus, because it probably ain't gonna be in there. Drink alkaline water. That's something that successful people do. All right, no disease can live in the alkaline body. Believe it or not. Now this says nine things remarkably. I swear if y'all say anything about how I'll be pronouncing these words. Remarkably. Nine things remarkably successful people never do. Number one, they never let the past dictate their future. That's number one. All right, we all have limitations, y'all. We all have challenges. We all make mistakes. The key is not to distrain by those things, constrained by those things, but to learn from them. All right, that's number one. Number two, never gossip. Hey, that's why I just tell the truth. You call it what you want to call it. All right, they never gossip. Remarkably successful people. All right, number three, they never say yes when they really mean no. That's me. You got to deal with it. I'm brutally honest. All right. Number four, they never interrupt. This is, if you're going to be remarkably successful, they never interrupt. When you interrupt someone, what you're really saying is, I'm not thinking about what you're saying. I'm thinking about what I want to say, and what I want to say is so important, you need to hear it now. Damn. You feel me? So if you interrupt it, this is what the person is thinking. A person constantly interrupting you, they basically saying, I don't fuck what you're talking about, man. Let me tell you this. That goes back to the assholes. All right. Number five, they're never late. That's me. I'm so on time. I pride myself on being, because everything is about timing. You got to be in the right place at the right time, every time, to be successful, all right? They're never late without any incredibly good reason, all right? Number six, they never resent. They never resent, all right? Take it from Nelson Mandela. Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies. Whew. Good one, Nelson. Good one, Nelly. Number seven, they never decide they don't have the time. They never decide they don't have the time. That's a good one. Everyone knows someone who just seems to get a little more done than other people. It's the craziest things how people think they must have no life, right? Actually, they have a great life. They just figured out what's important with their time. Woo! And number eight, they never fit in just to fit in. Number nine, they're never afraid to do the things that matter. All right? That's dope. Listen, y'all, I got to go. I hate to do it, but I got to do it. All right? So, no matter what, from your best to your worst, keep God first and always keep getting closer to your dreams. All right? One love.